is surely here.
Flowers are in bloom, thanks in no small part to a shower or two, maybe even one this afternoon. Sacraments have been received, first Eucharist and confirmation. The countdown to the end of the school year is either on or over with. It's a busy time, time of transition and new beginnings. In today's gospel, a time of transition was on the horizon for Jesus' inner circle. And our Lord was attempting to give them his final instructions, so to speak. He said, "Those who love me will keep my word," Jesus said. In other words, be faithful. "For the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything." And it was this Spirit which not only animated the first disciples, but continues to animate the church today. Saint Pope John Paul II said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." He was continuously telling his flock, us, to be bold and to be unafraid, to have courage and proclaim the gospel. What makes us afraid? What troubles us? Is it our neighbor? The cost of living? Political leaders? Rifts, conflicts, uncertainties? Estranged relationships, those folks that look differently than we might, all of these and other things create fear, or can create fear. Jesus's prediction that his departure was imminent must have sent chilling fears into the hearts of his disciples. They must have been wondering where he was going. And what would happen to them socially and politically and economically and religiously? With fear, sometimes we make the wrong choices. With fear, we can forget the great love of God. For our Lord always prefers love over fear. In today's gospel, he says, "Whoever loves me keeps my word, and my Father will love him." Which words, the disciples may have wondered. The very same words and works that he had preached and performed during his ministry. The miracles that had been worked, the healings that had been made possible. The feet he had washed. Those words on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." You see, with Jesus' resurrection, we go forward unafraid. For we know that our salvation is always guaranteed. Our lives go on in sometimes unimaginable fashions. As we anticipate the kingdom hereafter and build the kingdom here on this planet. And while on earth, we have an advocate, the Spirit of truth, about which Jesus said in an earlier verse of the chapter, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. In the coming weeks, In the liturgical season, we will celebrate several events, important events in the life of our church. We will celebrate Ascension, the feast day of the parish, next weekend. And then Pentecost. And then the great mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. And finally, Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. And all of this will occur during summer, to go back to my first thought, a time of transition and of new beginnings, time of beauty, memories of events and people in our lives, both today and yesterday, a time of baseball, and maybe even a precursor of miracles to come. I dare not say the word. And yes, a time for celebration of achievements, and yes, of weddings just around the corner. Do not be afraid, our Lord told his disciples. Know that I have sent you the Holy Spirit, and we receive courage and strength through the Spirit in this place, here at Mass, in the Eucharist. And so as we go about our busy summers, let us all keep church attendance the top of our lists. For when we look to Him, when we are open to His peace and His mercy, all will be well, and we will be unafraid.